Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Muhammadun nusalli ala rasulil karim amma ba'd. Respected friends, brothers in Islam. This is live jalsa. We have been discussing a few important points regarding our deen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran that ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu dkhulu fi silmi kaffa. O people of Iman, enter into Islam completely. Wa la tattabi'u khutuwati shaytan. Do not follow the path of shaytan. So what does completely entering into Islam mean? That the whole of Islam has come into our lives. Not that we follow one part of Islam, whatever we like, according to our desires. So the ulama kiram have mentioned that there are five branches of Islam which we have to bring into our lives. Number one is our beliefs. Number two, our actions of ibadat and worship. Number three, our business dealings. Number four, our character. And number five, our social dealings with other people, how we interact with other people. We've already discussed two. Now inshallah we'll discuss the third one. That we Allah Ta'ala, regarding our mu'amalat, our business dealings. And this is a very, very important part of Islam, because our eating of halal, every action of ours is based on eating of halal. If we are eating haram, all our ibadat will not be accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And unfortunately, many, many people are not worried about it. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah will ask a person five questions. And one question which will be asked will be regarding his wealth. How did you earn your money? How did you spend your money? Did you earn it in a halal way or in a haram way? How did you spend your money? So we have to be very, very careful. Money is a amanat and a trust from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not my money. It's money which Allah has given us. And it's a trust, and I have to return it back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I have to use it in the correct way. One hadith Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, a time will come when people will not care at all whether they are earning money from halal sources or haram sources. They don't care at all. They don't have this worry and fikr. One hadith Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that the world is very sweet and fertile. Whoever earns thereof by halal means and spends from there in righteousness will be rewarded, and Allah will grant him entry into Jannah. But if you earn other ways than halal, in haram ways, and you spend in the wrong path, then you will enter into the place of disgrace and embarrassment. There are many, many people who, for the sake of satisfying their desires, they enter into haram earnings. And for them on the day of Qiyamah, Jahannam will be waiting for them. In one hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that you shove one morsel of haram into your stomach, 40 days of your ibadah will not be accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And even if you spend it in charity, it won't be accepted. There won't be barakah and blessings, whatever you're using that money. And whatever you are leaving for your heirs after you pass away, it will be a means and provisions for the fire of Jahannam for yourself. Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi used to say that if you are consuming halal, automatically you want to do good actions. And if you are eating the wrong food, automatically your body will incline towards wrong, towards haram. Many times you say, I've got no desire for ibadah, for good actions, because we have to look at exactly what are we eating. Our eating has a very, very great effect in this year. In the Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that وَابْتَغِ فِي مَا أَعْتَاكَ اللَّهُ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةِ. Allah has given you wealth. So it's not your wealth. Allah has given it to you. It has come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And use it and utilize it for spending for the akhirat, for building up your bank balance of the akhirat. When you are spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are not spending for somebody else. It's for your own benefit. If you take your money from one bank account in South Africa, you send it to Switzerland or to America or somewhere, you don't feel you have given your money away. You feel that you are putting it somewhere else where you will get better returns, better investments. So similarly, we are sending our money to the akhirat, where minimum returns is 700 times. And wallahu yudha'ifu liman yasha, Allah will increase. So a person must be intelligent and send his money towards the akhirat. In the Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the people of Shu'aib alayhi salam, they told Shu'aib alayhi salam, that's our money. Are you telling us what we must do with our money? So this is not the system of Islam. Islam, we believe that the money Allah has given it to us, and Allah has given it to us, it's our responsibility. We have to use it in the correct way. It's mentioned here that there is nothing wrong with earning money and accumulating money, provided that one abstains from extravagance, haram, and all ways unlawful in Islam. Wealth should not be the object of your life. If your money is stopping you from your salah, it's stopping you from going out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you've got no time to give charity, and this is stopping you, now money has become your object of life, then that is a problem. The money should be used to fulfill necessities and invest in the bank of akhirat. There are many, many ways a person can spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can build masjids, aid the needy and the poor, madrasas, works of tabligh. Many, many ways, and you will build up your capital in the akhirat. So Allah has given you wealth, use your money, no problem at all. But don't make that the object of your life. If a Muslim's intention is correct, his business and wealth will be used to benefit others. He will not break the commands of Allah ta'ala by dealing in interest and insurance, usurping the properties and inheritance of females and orphans. Unfortunately, many people, love of money, they will kick out their own sister also, their own family members, they will not see their brothers years and years because of love of money. They will steal that money, inheritance money. cheating, lying, taking false oaths, deceiving, concealing false, selling forbidden items, dealing in stolen goods, bribery, missing salat with jamaat in the masjid, taking advantage of a person in difficulty, someone in difficulty, you make sure you take interest money from him, not paying your workers on time, you make the person work, and you say, I'll pay you on the 5th. Whereas he paid now, at the end of the month, before his sweat dries, you're supposed to pay him. You say, I'll come on the 5th, I'll pay you. Underpaying workers, delaying in payment, working less hours than stipulated, or wasting one's time in other activities, using your cell phone, using your internet. You are supposed to work so many hours, you are cheating in your business dealings. Even in a madrasa, you're teaching, and you are using the cell phone, that amount of the time, which is a trust, you are not fulfilling the day. So a person has to be very, very careful. Allah give us all tawfiq. Debts, we have, unfortunately, many people are in debt and they're not prepared to pay. They say, no, the person must come and ask me, then I'll pay him. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam refused to make janazah for that person. He said, I won't read the janazah namaz for the sahabi. He's got debts, he owes people money. He was not prepared to perform his janazah namaz. And then until eventually another person said, I'll pay the debts. Then Nabi Sallam said, okay, I'll read the janazah namaz. So what a great thing it is. May Allah give us tawfiq. We've come for this Islahi jalsa. Correct our money matters. It's of very, very important, utmost importance. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, At-tajir al-saduq al-ameen ma'an nabiyyina wa siddiqin wa shuhada. You are a businessman, you are truthful and honest. On the day of Qiyamah, you will be with the Anbiya alayhi wa sallam. With the siddiqin, the very, very pious in the matters. Allah will give you such a rank because of your truthfulness, piety, you're fulfilling the rites of the day. On the other hand, you will be resurrected on the day of Qiyamah as a fajir and a sinner. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, most of the businessmen, unfortunately, because of love of money, Allah protect and save all of us and make our Islam and reform us in this matter. Allah give us tawfiq.